Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Declaring the Unknown God. As I beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, "To the Unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." Acts 17:23. The people of Athens were known to be quite religious, worshiping a host of nature gods. They had even set up an altar to the unknown God. Paul pounced on this point of contact to declare unto them the God they didn't know. He starts by laying the foundation. This God, he claims, is the Creator. He not only made the world and all things therein, but he is also Lord of heaven and earth. To cause to exist and then to rule over all of creation, one must be omnipotent. He is much too great to dwell in temples made with hands. How ludicrous to think he might need anything, including the worship of men, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. This God has made of one blood all nations of men, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. To know all men, their race, futures, and details of their lives, God must be omniscient, eternal, boundless. He has done this so that they should seek the Lord. He is not hard to find, for he is not far from every one of us. He is the sustainer and source of all life. In him we live and move and have our being. We are also his offspring. Totally unlike gods of gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. But mankind has not known this God. He has been patient, but hates sin and commands all men everywhere to repent, to gain forgiveness based on the work of that man whom he has ordained as a final sacrifice or as righteous judge. We can be sure of this because when the sacrifice was slain, God raised him from the dead. Some mocked at the declaration of this mighty God. Some refused to act, but others believed.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.